and welcome to Mailbox Radio Prague's program for your views and comments. This email came from Jandrzej from the city of Poznań in Poland.
I just wanted to say that listening to Radio Praga is a pleasure. Yesterday I managed to fix my grandfather's ZRK Domino radio receiver from 1967, based on lamps. In good weather, it's possible to catch a Czech broadcast on an original stock antenna. I still have much work to do with that radio, but it was a real surprise to catch foreign broadcast with something as old as that. Hope to hear you again in a couple of days or weeks.
Ian Morrison from China writes,
just a short note to let you know that I'm still listening to Radio Prague regularly. In fact, I now listen to you more often than in the old days of shortwave, thanks to your podcast, which means I can listen to you on my iPod whenever and wherever I like. I was really shocked to hear about the attack on President Václav Klaus. What a terrible lapse of security to let this person get so close to your president. Thankfully, the attacker only used plastic bullets, otherwise the outcome would be too awful to imagine. I was also shocked to hear about the methanol scandal in your country, and I'm glad to hear that the culprits have been caught, but sadly a very high price has already been paid by their victims.
Mary Lou Krennick from Texas, USA wrote this.
My relatives from the Czech Republic are telling me their views of the current situation there. They're complaining about taxes going higher. Prices are too high for food, medicine, energy, and rent. Pensions for old people are low. The politicians are corrupt thieves. In other words, they're telling me the Czech Republic is currently in a terrible mess, and the people are disappointed. I want this new democracy and market economy to be successful, so I hope the situation improves in the future for the sake of the Czech people.
On that topic, Czechs expressed their sentiments in last weekend's regional and Senate elections. The government parties suffered huge losses as voters manifested dissatisfaction with the cabinet's austerity measures and the overall situation in the country. Thank you so much for your letters, and now let's hear a few of your answers to our last month's quiz question. Chan Chuan Meng from China sent us this.
Thanks a lot for reading my email on air. Although I failed to win a prize, I believe I would be blessed with a prize in the future. To a certain extent, for me, participation is somewhat more significant than prize winning. My answer to the current quiz is Sir William Herline Lindley, who was born in Hamburg on the 30th of January 1853 and passed away in London on the 30th of December 1917. He was a British civil engineer. Sir William Herline Lindley oversaw the construction of the sewage system in Prague between 1895 and 1906, which is still in use today, and the sewage plant at Bubenec in Prague, which was in use from 1907 until 1967, and currently its building serves as a museum of Prague's sewage system.
Barbara Ziemba from Illinois, USA wrote this.
William Lindley oversaw the dual-level sewer system, which was constructed in Prague from 1896 to 1905. The sewage system went into operation in 1905 and remains functional until today.
Charles Konesny from Ohio wrote,
the old saying goes, the apple didn't fall far from the tree when William H. Lindley joined his father in developing water and sewer projects. He then carried on his father's legacy and designed systems across Europe, including the Prague sewer project at the turn of the 20th century. When viewing pictures of the system, one has to marvel at the flowing lines and the quality of the brickwork, which seems too beautiful to fill with waste. It seems there is not a brick out of place, and those old polished pumps look ready to spring into action. Like saving any historical site, it is good to preserve the old treatment plant at Bubenec as a museum, allowing all to see the fine detail and how the system worked. I understand it has become a popular tourist destination and is even available for parties. So the old Prague sewer system lives on in a new light, and I'm sure W.H. Lindley is looking down and smiling.
And let me add that besides the museum in Bubenec, tourists can also see one of the main sewers built by Lindley right under the old town square, actually right underneath the astronomical clock. There's a virtual underground river running beneath the historic centre of Prague. Thank you so much for your answers, and this time our prize goes to Mohammed El Said Abdel Rahim from Egypt. Congratulations. And of course, I won't leave you without a new question for the coming 4 weeks. This time we would like to know the name of the Prague-born German-speaking author, composer and journalist who died in 1968 in Israel. please send us your answers to english@radio.cz by November the 14th. That is also the address for all your questions, comments, and reception reports. Until next time, happy listening.